Blog Talk Radio.
Good day and welcome to Dr. Louisa talking about domestic violence and domestic abuse. We thank you very much for tuning in. And please, if you have a comment or a question you would like to leave, please do so. Also, try and click the follow link, which will take you to the show that will come on the following week. We're going to skip around just a little bit on today because I want to include some information that I probably have never included before. And at the same time, I never know who's listening, if there's a new person, or there's a brand new audience. But I would like you to also have handy something to write with or document some of what we're saying. I'm going to give the national 800 number to call, just in case you need someone to talk to, or you have some questions, or you just need someone to listen to what you have to. Something is going on, you're not sure, but you just want to talk to someone. That phone number is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. And for the hearing impaired, that number is 800-787-3224. Once again, for the hearing impaired, that number is 800-787-3224. So we're supposed to talk about the types of domestic abuse today, but at the same time, if I don't get through all of them, what I would like to do is throw out some more statistics and also share some other information I have not been sharing. And here is the first thing I want to say. If you have not been directly approached, but have reason to believe that a colleague may be in an abusive relationship, you need to go and consult with your organization's counseling center or contact the ombudsman office, because sometimes people try to leave abusive relationships and are unable to. And if you suspect someone that you know is probably in an abusive relationship, or someone that you work with is probably in such a relationship, go to your company's counseling center and tell them what you're thinking. They will have a way to approach that individual without even mentioning that you're the person that came forward. Okay, so what are the types of abuse? I have mentioned there's child abuse, there's adult abuse, there's elder abuse, and there is emotional, psychological, verbal abuse, and there is sexual abuse, physical abuse, there is financial abuse, economical abuse, there is caregiver abuse, and for the time that we're living in now, there is cyber stalking abuse, there is plain stalking abuse, there is trafficking, human trafficking. So what we want to say in reference to, emotional abuse, this includes verbal abuse, such as yelling, name calling, blaming, shaming, isolating the individual, using intimidation, and controlling behavior. These are all forms of emotional, and the scars of emotional abuse, they are real, and they run very, very, very deep. You may think that physical abuse is far worse than emotional abuse, since physical violence can send you to the hospital or leave you with physical wounds, but emotional abuse can be just as damaging and sometimes even more so. The reason being that emotional or verbal abuse has been going on for so long until it is embedded within you. You now know how to react. You now know how to respond when certain trigger words are said by the abuser. A long time to rid yourself of emotional, verbal, and psychological abuse. That's why it is important, if you're able to call the 800 number, just call and talk to someone. You cannot do this on your own or by yourself. You need help, you need guidance, and you need assistance. And you need to know that the aim of the emotional abuse is to chip away at your feelings of self-worth and independence, leaving you feel that there's no way out of the relationship or there is no way without that abusive partner, that you have nothing, and this is not true. That's how the power and control works in the person that is causing that abuse. They want power and control over someone else, to have you depending solely on them. Line number is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. And don't for a moment, not for one moment, think that you are in this alone. There are others in the same situation. Some people are even not aware that they are in an emotional, psychological, verbal abuse situation. They know something is wrong, can't put their finger on it, don't know what it is, but they know that something is wrong within the relationship. And just because a person is not hitting you or bruising you does not mean that you're not being abused. This emotional abuse is often minimized or even overlooked by the person experiencing it. And that is very true. At first, you may think it's nothing. Oh, why is so-and-so saying so-and-so? Oh, well, we'll leave it alone. And then before you realize it, years have gone by and you have been stuck in an abusive relationship. Now, I say I'm going to throw things in. If someone is listening that is an abuser, if you recognize that you are mistreating your partner, there may be resources in your community to help you. So please call the 800 number, 800-799-7233. So what else can we say? There are early signs of domestic violence. Sometimes they go right past you and you don't recognize it. If someone is frequently yelling at you, starting fights over little things, and that's this little thing about making you feel unsafe. That's how you know something is wrong. If you're involved in a relationship and you do not feel safe, you just feel like something is wrong and you're always on your guard. I've said it before, and I'm going to say this again. There are more than 20,000 calls to the national hotline nationwide about domestic abuse and domestic violence. Women between the ages of 18 to 24 are most commonly abused by an intimate partner. Shocking. 19.3 million women and 5.1 million men have been stalked in their lifetime. One in 15 children are exposed to intimate partner violence each year. And we've already said it before, it really, really affects children to see verbal or emotional abuse, any type of abuse, going on within the home setting. That is very damaging to children. Some go on to become abusers themselves, and then some just become reserved and very quiet and do not say much. Okay, so the person that's doing the abuse, they need to feel in charge of the relationship. That's why, whether it's a caregiver, whether it's your spouse, whether it's your friend, your mother, your sister, your brother, your child who has control, who is the dominant figure in the relationship, or someone that you relate to, they're abusing someone else only because they want to feel in charge of that relationship. And if someone is abusing you or someone else, they do everything they can to lower your self-esteem or make you feel this thing's right. Okay? 800-799-7233 is the national hotline number to call. 92% of physical abusers are men. 92% of physical abusers are men. But as I've told you before, anyone can be an abuser. There is no age barrier. Anyone can abuse someone else. So we don't have much time left, and there was really something that I wanted to say, so it may have to wait until next week. But what I want you to know is, if you recognize that someone you know is in an relationship, please call the national hotline. Ask them what you are to do. You are not supposed to tell the person that they are in such a relationship. What you want to do is help that person build up their self-esteem and their self-concept and their self-image. We are going to be on this subject for a couple of weeks to come. And to let you know, we're going to start having Sunday morning prayer at 5 a.m. So we'll keep you posted when we're going to start that within the next 2 or 3 Sundays. So may you all have a good day today. Be blessed. And remember, take control over your own life. Take control over your situation and get your self-esteem back, self-worth back, and your self-image back. Have a good day. Until next week, be blessed. This is Dr. Louisa saying, have a great day.